Hello, my name is Sean. Thank you so much for listening to my audio anthology. Recently, writing about the changes in the transition from adolescence to adulthood through poetry have led to a love of poems that express the emotions that one might feel through this transition, especially myself, as I have come across new experiences that deal with this kind of emotion. So without further ado, here is the first poem in my audio anthology.
Journal entry 37. I guess I'll miss you. I'm going to miss the dumb conversations we had, the stupid competitiveness we expressed over little stuff like grades and sports. Though, you always got too into it sometimes. I still remember the days you'd call me dumb names, as that was your sense of humor. The days where you'd teach me math concepts with a very condescending attitude to make sure I knew I wasn't as smart as you. I guess I'll miss carpooling with you on trips or hanging out on the weekends. The times we would explore new areas or hike. The times we laughed when we went a little too far with the things we'd say to each other, apologized afterwards, and gave each other fist bumps. I guess I'll miss the times we went to car shows and you went crazy over the cool cars on displays, or how we would share each other's interests. I still remember all the times you shared your culture with me and taught me things I would have never known about. I still remember how you would constantly show me how beautiful your home country is. And you said you'd take me there one day. I will miss you.
I Once Was a Child by Victoria Chang, narrated by Sean Smith. I once was a child. Am a child. Am someone's child. Not my mother's, not my father's. The boss gave us special treatment. Treatment for something. Special a lollipop or a sticker, glitter from the toy box. The better we did, the better the plastic prize made. In China, one year, everyone got a spinning top. One year, everyone got a tap on the shoulders. One year, everyone was fired. Everyone. Fired but me. One year. We all lost our words one year. My father lost his words to a stroke of bad luck, stuck his words, used to be so worldly, his words fired. Him, let him go without notice, can they do that? Can she do that? Yes, she can, in this land she can. Once we sang songs around a piano, this land is your land, this land is my land, and this land someone always owns the land. In this land, someone who owns the land owns the buildings. On the land, owns the people in the buildings, unless an earthquake sucks the land in like a long noodle.
If I Met My Younger Self, written by Sean Smith, narrated by Michelle Guerrero. If somehow I met my younger self on an odd day, I wouldn't know what I would say. I would notice he looks familiar, yet nothing like me. He looked like a plump little seed, soon to be a 6-foot-tall tree. If anything, I would let him know, each day is a gift with a bright bow, filled with moments that fade into stardust, filling an empty sky like metals filled with rust. I wouldn't want to tell him how life can change, how life just has the ability to rearrange itself, and how he has yet to bloom into a version of himself, so him, yet so new. I wouldn't give specific names, but I'd let him know of the people who he shares his love with, and though some stay and some go, he'll have memories that he'll look back from. In the end, I'd tell him people will throw dirt on his name and give him flowers. But in the end, it'll make a beautiful garden that you'd gaze upon on for hours.
With these three poems, I see a body of work that goes with the change in adolescence to adulthood as it pertains to how nothing has changed yet. But thinking about that change brings out memories of pasts and about what people used to do, or who people used to be. Negative by Kevin Young, narrated by Sean Smith. Wake to find everything black, what was white, all the vice versa. White maids on TV, black sitcoms that star white dwarves cute as pearl buttons. Black presidents, black houses, white horse candidates. All bleach burns, clothes black. Drive roads white as you are. White songs on the radio stolen by black bands like secret pancake recipes. White backup singers, ball players and boxers, all white as tar. Feathers on chickens dark as everything, boiling in the pot that called the kettle honky. Even whites on the eyes turn dark, pupils clear and changing as a cat's is. This what we wanted and waited for? To see snow covering everything black as Christmas, dark pages written white upon. All our eclipses bright, dark stars shooting across pale sky, blowing like ash and fire, shower every skin. Only money keeps green, still grows and burns like grass under dark daylight.
Leaving My Hometown by Sean Smith, spoken by Madeline Slayton. The thought of leaving my hometown tastes bittersweet, like leaving your bed and its comforting yet overbearing sheets. I look out on the strings of lights and get deja vu, even with memories that are just 2 to 3 weeks new. I think about where I've been and the associations, along with my friends and their patience, and me as a person and how I've grown up. Going from chocolate milk to coffee with 2 creamers and 7 sugars in my cup. I don't want to be here forever, till the end of time. I think it's time to leave and come back on occasion. I want to spread my wings and change through a climb, only on a basis of my own self-persuasion. I know once I leave and see the veins of my city made up of cars, I'll be confident in my abilities to go far. My dreams are to go higher than the paper kites flown and to see a whole different life than what I've been shown. Although the change is scary and I'm leaving friends, I know I'll see them in the future before the end.
Within these two bodies of work and the addition to the theme of adolescence to adulthood, I feel as though the two poems represent the acceptance almost of the change that is going to happen and looking back on what has happened so far.
Good morning, my name is Caden Bell, and today I'll be reading The Next Time You See Me by Anonymous. Let's get to that. The next time you see me, next time you see me, we'll both be grown, no longer dazed and confused on our own. When we reunited, we'll crack jokes like thunder and laugh like we did when we were younger. We both know we won't be the same. For that, time is to blame. I'll appreciate our little talks, back when time didn't fly but walked. I'll think about who we were and how we weren't who we are now. While time may slip through the cracks, I'll never let you slip with it. In my moments of clarity, I'm just going to sit with it. That's the end of the poem. Thank you.
With this poem in particular and how it relates to the idea of going from adolescence to adulthood, I feel as though it is a message on saying goodbye to friends. And while although not necessarily saying goodbye means that you're saying goodbye forever, it is still a very difficult idea to grasp upon. And once you finally grasp upon this idea and face reality, you can either try to deny it as much as you can, or you can accept this concept with open arms. And through this poem, I feel as though it accepts this idea of saying goodbye. And instead of denying that this goodbye is going to happen, the writer instead goes through the notions and emotions of saying goodbye. However, this goodbye is not final. Instead, this goodbye is temporary, with the idea of knowing that you're gonna see this person again instead of saying goodbye forever. Through this audio anthology, I have covered 6 works, 3 poems of my own being Leaving My Hometown, Next Time You See Me, and If I Met My Younger Self, throughout the basis of what I feel as though is an audio anthology that covers the transition from adolescence to adulthood, with I Once Was a Child, discussing how change has been inevitable and will continue to be inevitable, even though I have already changed. In Leaving My Hometown, there's an acceptance of leaving my childhood behind through the idea of my hometown and being all right with it. Later on, seeing reflected in Next Time You See Me Again, or Next Time You See Me, with an acceptance of change, as change will lead to something that you will have to accept and something that you can look back upon. Even through my works and through other people's works, like Journal Entry Number 37 by Nico, I feel as though that this poem discusses the idea of change really well, as it discusses the hard emotions of change that I didn't go through in depth in saying goodbye to somebody else, as well as Victoria Chang's I Once Was a Child also deals with change and the idea of adolescence. And through the other established work of Negative by Kevin Young, the idea of change and how it completely flips your worldview is something that I felt connected to my idea of change from adolescence to adulthood, as all 6 pieces of work dealt with change and the inevitability of change within life. Thank you so much for listening to my audio anthology. I hope you had an amazing time going through the works that I have laid out through this audio anthology.